Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Perfect Stranger by Megan Miranda, published by Corvus Books in 2017. Today's book is all about friendship, lies, and revenge. Leah has left Boston to move to a small town with an old friend, Emmy, to start a new life as a schoolteacher. One day, on her way to school, she passes a police blockade by the lake and finds out that a woman who looks remarkably similar to her has been assaulted. Unnerved by the attack on the woman, Leah realises that she hasn't seen Emmy for a few days. They have different schedules. Leah works during the day and Emmy at night, so at first Leah is unsure how long her housemate has been missing for. Fearing the worst, she calls the police and meets local detective Kyle, and as Kyle asks more questions about Emmy, Leah begins to wonder how well she knew Emmy at all. There seems to be little evidence that Emmy even exists. Meanwhile, Leah is being stalked by one of the other teachers at her school, and two of her students are dropping hints about the attack by the lake. Leah, who used to be a journalist back in Boston, begins her own investigation to find Emmy and convince the police that she's not lying. But what dark secrets will she uncover in the process? The Perfect Stranger is an engrossing psychological thriller about memory and friendship. Leah and Emmy first met 8 years earlier when Leah first moved to Boston and was struggling to make a life in the city. Drifting apart, they coincidentally ran into each other again in a bar as Leah's life was falling apart again. Leah has run from Boston, leaving her promising career behind after a scandal. Obsessed with the story and the truth, Leah lost her boyfriend, her home and her job, but she was determined that her story was true, no matter how many bridges she burned or people she upset. Emmy is an enigma, and as Leah trawls her memory to collect the facts of her friend's life, she realises how little she truly knew. She didn't know where she worked, she didn't know much about her boyfriend, or her past. The Perfect Stranger also focuses on newcomers to a town and how when something goes wrong, they all look to the stranger or the new person and gather around to protect their own. She and Emmy had moved into a house by the woods, a house with all glass on one side, and Leah often feels the sense that she's being watched. But by who? And is Leah actually the paranoid one? Now, The Perfect Stranger is one of those books where I spent half the time wondering whether Leah was telling the truth at all, and whether she was lying to us readers too. It's twisted and well-crafted, and made me second-guess myself many times. I flew through the pages desperately wanting to find out whether Emmy was real or not. So if you like lies, secrets, missing friends, small towns, and determination, you might like The Perfect Stranger by Megan Miranda. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.